Captain Creaser of Halifax is the area superintendent in charge of the all-important Department of Transport sea lift, which takes place each year up here later in the summer and the early fall. Captain Creaser, how long is your shipping season here?
Our shipping season commences about the middle of August and finishes the middle of October.
You must have it must depend quite a lot on the weather that varies so much here.
Yes, it varies quite different from one season to the other. As a matter of fact, this year we were hampered from the middle of August till about the 20th on ice conditions, and we couldn't discharge our boats as the beach and harbor was full of ice. That depends a lot on the winds. A lot of southerly winds blocked the ice in, and we just couldn't work.
How do you handle the freight here from the ships?
We have here LCMs, which are 50 feet long, and we have two LCT4s, which are 187 feet long and carry approximately 300 ton. They are self-contained with a 9-man crew. And we discharge into them at the outside anchorage. And depending on the equipment, we landed at a causeway, which is 750 feet long. And if it's heavy equipment, we landed on the beach, which is also, due to the high tides, is 7/8 of a mile from high water to low water mark, and which complicates things. So it means we can only get certain tides to work at the causeway, because at a real low tide, our boats won't float there.
And I suppose you can work only on the beach for a certain period of each tide, which must restrict your day and make you work all hours of the clock.
We work right round the clock. When we start our operation, it's a 24-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week, from the time the season commences until it finishes. This year we have had over 30-some ships making a port of call, which all in some manner or the other, whether they were government ships or other ships, that our barges and personnel handle them in some way or give some service to them.
Yes. Well, just about how many tons of freight do you think you brought ashore this year?
We handled in the vicinity of 10,000 tons of general cargo and approximately 37,000 tons of oil.
Yes, that's bringing it in. And I noticed that while the airport was being reconstructed here, or lengthened, there was some very heavy and cumbersome equipment. How did you manage to get that back on board the ships to send out?
That we discharged on the beach here and loaded it onto our fours, which have the front and the ramp blows down, and we roll it on board there. As a matter of fact, we backloaded over 1,300 tons of heavy equipment, some of it weighing as much as 50 tons apiece, onto our fours, and it went off very smoothly. The weather was good, and matter of fact, we've handled it in about 5 days less than what we contemplated on.
Oh, that's really wonderful, isn't it? Because it must have been awfully difficult to handle. Where does your labor force come from here?
The stevedores are under, the stevedoring is under contract to Eastern Canada Stevedoring of Montreal. They pick their labor force from the Maritime Provinces and Quebec. The sea lift personnel are mostly all casual labor with the Department of Transport Marine Services, who are picked from the East Coast, again including the Maritime Provinces and the province of Quebec.
Do you employ any Eskimos on the sea lift?
No, not here at this point. But in other stations, they have some Eskimo stevedore labor. But apparently, we haven't found any here suitable for a job at Frobisher Bay.
It's a question of training them, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Where do the people live when they come up here, then, these stevedores?
The stevedores are maintained in their own accommodations on the beach here with their own cooks and cooking staff. And the Marine Services, we have our own quarters and our own kitchen, which we look after and self-contain ourselves.
Mm. Tell me, do you think you'll be back up here next year?
That I couldn't say. I don't know.
You're not committing yourself. Well, thank you very much, Captain Creaser.